Hello, I'm Tom Wilkinson, and welcome to the Thinking in English podcast, a podcast aimed at intermediate to advanced level English learners. In this episode, I am going to introduce 8 idioms that are commonly used in business situations. One of the major problems language learners face when working in a native English environment is recognizing and comprehending idioms. Even if you are not interested in business, these idioms are used in many different situations and contexts. Whether you are studying, working, living, or just enjoying English, these idioms will be perfect for you. But first, why not follow the Thinking in English Instagram page, Thinking in English podcast, or the link is in the description. It's full of great vocabulary content, and you definitely should look at our blog, thinkinginenglish.blog, for all transcripts and bonus content. Here is today's vocabulary list. As always, the written list is available in the description of the podcast and also on our blog, thinkinginenglish.blog. Frequently. Frequently. Frequently is a synonym for often. The buses run less frequently on Sundays. To originate. To originate. This means to come from a particular place, time, situation, etc. For example, although the game originated in the UK, it has become an international sport. Elaborate. Elaborate. If something is elaborate, it contains a lot of careful detail or many detailed parts. For example, they are making elaborate preparations for their wedding. Flaw. Flaw. A flaw is a fault, mistake, or weakness, especially one that happens while something is being planned or made, or that causes something not to be perfect. For example, this report is full of flaws. Dependent. Dependent. Dependent means needing the support of something or someone in order to continue existing or operating. For example, it's very easy to become dependent on sleeping pills. To concentrate. To concentrate. To direct your attention or your efforts towards a particular activity, subject, or problem. For example, many wine producers have concentrated their efforts on producing higher quality wine. And finally, bureaucracy. Bureaucracy. This is a system for controlling or managing a country, company, or organization that is operated by a large number of officials employed to follow rules carefully. For example, I had to deal with the university's bureaucracy when I was applying for financial aid. Earlier today, I had a conversation with an English language student who works for an international company. Although their English was excellent, they told me that working in an English language business environment can be frustrating. Native speaking colleagues will naturally and frequently use idioms, phrasal verbs, and expressions in their conversations, instructions, and other forms of speech. So, in today's episode, I'm planning on introducing 8 commonly used and fascinating idioms that you might hear in business. I've actually already made 2 episodes on business idioms last year, which I'll link to in the description. Idioms are especially difficult to understand for non-native speakers. They have meanings that are not related to the words used in the idiom. For example, the idiom big picture, which I looked at in a previous episode, has nothing to do with pictures. Therefore, it is vital that you learn and study them so the next time you hear them, you will have no problem understanding what is being said. So, without further delay, let's begin. Game plan. We'll begin with a particularly useful idiom, game plan. A game plan is a strategy or plan for achieving success. The idiom actually originates from sports games. In football, rugby, basketball, or any sport, teams use special tactics, strategies, and plans to try to win. This might include using players in certain positions, targeting an opponent's weaknesses, or changing their approach to the game depending on time. American football teams are famous for having incredibly elaborate and detailed game plans, with teams employing staff specifically to make them. Game plans in business are similar. It is the strategy or plan to achieve your objectives. It is something that tells a leader or a professional what, how, when, and why of achieving particular goals. Moreover, it is about making sure that you are prepared for everything that could happen, and make sure outside factors cannot influence your plan. You could talk about a game plan for attracting new investment, a game plan for improving your sales records, or a game plan for delivering a new project. Down the drain. A drain is something used to remove water. We have them in our showers, bathtubs, sinks, and some roads even have drains in case of floods. As water rushes down the drain, it disappears. It is lost and wasted, and you have nothing to show for what was there before. What if it wasn't just water going down the drain? This idiom is used when we waste something. Just like water disappears down the drain and is carried off never to be seen again, so too can our money, time, and effort. If you travel to Las Vegas and lose thousands of dollars at the casinos, all of your money has gone down the drain. You wasted a lot of your money and have nothing to show for it. If you spend months preparing and planning for a new project, but at the last minute it was cancelled, all of your time and efforts went down the drain. In the driver's seat. This next idiom is a little easier to understand. If you are in the driver's seat, you are in charge or in control. In a car, there is one driver's seat and the rest of the seats are passenger seats. Although passengers can have some influence in the direction, speed, and driving style of the car, the person in the driver's seat is in full control. The car does what they want it to do. So, in a business situation, the person in the driving seat is the person in charge of a project or company. If you are in the driver's seat of a company, you decide employees' salaries, you make the overall game plans, and decide everyone's roles. The person in the driver's seat is the person in control. Have you ever been in the driver's seat for a project? Not going to fly. If something is not going to fly, it isn't expected to work or be successful. This idiom is often used to comment on a new idea. It means that idea has a problem or flaw, which means it probably won't work. It can also be used to deny a request. If you think that the request is not a good idea and should not proceed. Imagine your friend is enthusiastically showing you a new plane they designed. It looks great, but there is one major problem. Your friend forgot to include an engine. That's definitely not going to fly. It won't work out. Without an engine, a plane cannot work. In business, some new projects and products are also not going to fly. They will also not work. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have you heard this idiom before? I think it's actually really good advice. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Imagine you collect some eggs from your chickens. They lay 10 large eggs. With which you plan to make some delicious omelets and cakes. So you put them all into your basket and walk back to your house. However, on the way back, you trip and drop your basket, smashing all of your eggs. Now you can't cook anything. However, if you had put your eggs in more than one basket, maybe this would not have happened. If you had two baskets, even if you dropped one, you would still have 5 eggs left. Don't make everything dependent on one thing. Don't put all of your resources into one thing. Don't depend on your success on a single plan. Don't concentrate all of your efforts into one area. When looking for jobs, it would be better if you applied to several companies instead of just one. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Similarly, it is wise to diversify your investments across different stocks, as you should not put all of your eggs in one basket. Red tape. Red tape is an idiom referring to official rules and processes that seem excessive and unnecessary. In the real world, if you see red tape in the street or on a building, it normally means no entry. You cannot access the area beyond the red tape. Often, this is for good reasons. However, in business, red tape is normally considered a bad thing. It is associated with bureaucracy, paperwork, and official procedures, things that can take a long time and make it difficult to proceed with your plans. Red tape can stop you from working and delay the projects. On the other hand, governments would argue that red tape is necessary to regulate the actions of companies. For instance, there is a lot of red tape for businesses trying to operate in North Korea. There are laws and regulations companies need to abide by, which causes a lot of paperwork. For businesses, this is inconvenient. They have to spend lots of time filling in paperwork, wait months, maybe even years before they get official permission and visas. However, for the government, this is necessary. They need to make sure that the company is obeying the laws and not breaking any international agreements. Think outside the box. To think outside the box is an excellent idiom. It means to think of creative, unconventional solutions instead of common ones. Imagine that people's thoughts were a box. Everything that they can, will, and do think about is in this box. And that person cannot imagine anything outside of the box would work. Things outside of the box seem far-fetched and unachievable. However, sometimes thinking outside of the box can provide the best solutions. There are problems that normal thinking cannot solve. I watched a YouTube video recently where a man's dream job was to work for the UK's biggest radio station. Every time he sent an application the normal way, he received no response. He never received a response. So he thought outside of the box. He printed his resume or CV onto a massive piece of paper and then stuck that piece of paper onto the roof of his car. Then he parked the car underneath the radio station boss's window, so when she looked out, she would see his resume. He also included a QR code linked to a video in which he demonstrated his skills. He definitely thought outside the box. He found the job that he wanted but could not get because the application process is so difficult. Thinking the normal ways, you know, writing a cover letter or a CV and sending it by mail or email, didn't work. So he thought outside of the box. He made himself stand out. Companies like Google and Facebook or Amazon are often looking for employees who can think outside of the box. Word of mouth. Word of mouth is the passing of information from person to person using oral communication, which could be as simple as telling someone the time of day. Storytelling is a common form of word of mouth communication, where one person tells another a story about a real event or something that is made up. Why have I included this in a business idiom episode? Well, word of mouth marketing is often the best way to get new customers. I am much more likely to try a new product or service if someone I know tells me about it. Online reviews are nowhere near as trustworthy as word of mouth. So here is today's final thought. Today, I have introduced 8 idioms perfect for business situations. Hopefully, they will help you to understand native English speakers better. Which idioms did you already know? Are any of the idioms new to you? Which is your favorite idiom? Thank you for listening to today's episode of Thinking in English. Please share with your friends, check out our social media links in the description, and send us a message. We really appreciate all of your feedback. And if you have any ideas for topics or future podcast guests or any other learning format, please let us know. And please leave me a rating. We're now on Instagram. I'm sure you've already seen it, but go there, check it out. Lots of good content about vocabulary, pronunciation, and grammar. And Instagram is a great way to contact me. It's Thinking in English Podcast on Instagram, or the link is in the description. Also, all of the transcripts of the podcast are now available on the Thinking in English blog. Vocabulary lists, comprehension questions, and all of the articles are there for you to read. That link is also in the description, so please check it out too. Thank you, and see you next time.